Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez.
All right, welcome everybody to episode 16 of Good Friends and Fez. And like any super sweet 16, we have some good presents for you with our structured segments. And some bastard who wasn't invited snuck in, namely Fez.
Snap.
I'm Steven.
I'm Leroy.
I'm Light.
I'm Fez.
I'm Lexi.
General Chitta!
So, Alexis, how was your holiday, mate?
Oh, it was good, thanks, man.
Delightful.
Yeah, alright, cool. You wouldn't believe how many questions I've had like that this week.
Mm.
It's kind of insane, which is why when you asked me, it wasn't just like, you asked me Fez. It wasn't just like, how was your holiday? I'm just like, good, good. Then awkwardly trails off and I'm just like, yeah. It was actually like, what was your top three things?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that would have been London, Rome, and Barcelona. Thanks,
yeah.
Fez.
Yeah, you've had so many questions, you just now answer and question yourself.
Well, I'll ask you some weird questions. What was the most expensive taxi ride you had?
I reckon that was in Paris, and it cost us 60 euro, which is like $100.
That is ridiculous.
Just from the airport to okay. Our hotel.
Continuing that line of questioning, what was the cheapest hooker you had?
I reckon it was about $3.50 when you did the conversion, and she was a piece of shit.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rubbish.
That would have been awkward with your girlfriend there as well.
Good eye of fruit. It's a good time. Not exactly.
What was the funkiest food you had?
I went to Hooters in Zurich. For some reason, my girlfriend's got this thing about going to Hooters. It's weird, but...
That's
like,
awesome.
I was like, go to Hooters? Oh, I guess I will.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I have to for the good of the relationship.
I went and had a buffalo chicken burger, which is like chicken dipped in this weird like popcorn chicken slime stuff. Tastes real good. It's pretty chilly. But I got the worst food poisoning from that.
Oh, were you vomiting or were you running milk out of your bum?
A bit of both, literally both. At the same time.
Oh, wow.
Both ends.
Wow. Doing a piss out of my asshole at the same time, vomiting.
Was that awkward with your girlfriend? Like, or...
No, she's a nurse, so she's used to that sort of thing. She went and got me some like medication for it.
Got you like an anal plug. Start shooting out your nose.
That's like when you're traveling with your mates in the labs, you're proud in the mess that you make in the toilet. Like the smell's awesome, you laugh, you take photos of bogs and all that. But when you're holidaying with a girlfriend, what? You've never taken a photo of a shit before?
No.
Yeah, you're weird. when you're traveling with a girlfriend, though, you know, you leave a stench in the room. You're like, oh, fuck. Well, she knows it's going to be me because there's only two people in this room, me and her.
Yeah.
And she'll be appalled.
We were pretty good about that sort of thing. Like, we joke about poos and wees a lot. It's weird, but like...
I think that's good.
It's healthy. Like, it's a healthy poo-wee relationship.
Yeah, that's right. Like, if she did a bad one, I would insult the shit out of her. The way to your girlfriend's heart. But yeah, we're not too bad with that sort of thing.
Yeah. Nice. Lots of poos. That's good.
So, you got anything else to tell us about the exotic places you've been to? Because we've spent a lot of time on poo and wee. So you went around Europe for 2 months.
Well, we did poo and wee our way around Europe. I don't know, my favourite place, Rome, there was like something new around every corner. Like, we didn't really know where we were going. We'd just walk around and see all the monuments and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And Dubai was like batshit crazy.
No, oh, yeah.
Give us some crazy...
We did one of those four-wheel drive tours where they take you out into the desert in these like souped up four-wheel drives, and then like these crazy Indian guys just throw them off the side of cliffs, and we're sitting in the back and you'll see like a four-wheel drive just drop down some massive sand dune. We're like, they're not doing that, are we? And you go up the edge and they just like pound it off the side.
Yeah.
Or this guy like got off the road and then he starts yanking the steering wheel from side to side doing these massive drifts. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Where was like the most famous place you took a shit?
Eiffel Tower? Did you do one?
No, I didn't do one up the Eiffel Tower. I don't know. I didn't do much public shitting. Like,
well, not public, but like, you know, if you're in Buckingham Palace and you needed to take a dump, you'd go to the public toilets in the palace or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They have a toilet in the Eiffel Tower.
Okay. Maybe the Louvre.
Yeah, you went to the loo in the loo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so unloaded pretty heavily.
Was it a sloppy diarrhea or was it like a solid
poo? No, I only had sloppy diarrhea that one time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, more poo. A very cultured podcast.
It is. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, speaking of exotic places, how's Wallaby Creek been treating you, Leroy?
Oh, yeah. Farewell's drink with all the colleagues.
Your farewell drink?
Yep.
I just had to say that to the listeners because they can't understand what the fuck you're saying.
So that night, I did my laundry, put it in the dryer, and just went in for a couple of brews with the colleagues. And when we were after the session, we all left. I went to go collect my stuff from the dryer, only to find out my clothes were missing.
Oh.
So I was like, well, what the hell's going on? So,
were you butt naked?
No. Why would I be butt naked?
I don't know, man.
Why would someone want to steal 58 black t-shirts? Yeah,
<that's true. laughs> So, when I was walking back, I realized there's some clothes scattered on the ground. And so I realized it was mine and picked it up and it's still wet. I followed the trail and basically see this guy passed out on the ground.
Yeah.
With all my clothes spread all around the floor.
What? That's trippy.
And awesome. He's got one missing shoe and he was trying to put on a sock on the other shoe.
One of your socks?
No, it's his own sock, surprisingly. So I'm like, all right. No idea what's happening. He's pretty much wasted or something. So I try to wake him up and say, hey, you take off my clothes. He just looked at me and he just smiled. He just grinned and just fell back asleep.
I want that guy on the podcast. Can we trade?
So did you just leave this guy passed out and pick up all your clothes around?
I pick up my clothes, put it back to the dryer because it's still wet, and came back and checked on him.
Yeah.
I was just slapping his face. Then after that, two security guys came and said, oh, do you know this guy? I said, no. Nope. But he took all my clothes.
This poor dude is now being taken away.
So I was actually running two dryers at the same time. Oh, so I went to check the other dryer. And guess what I found? He's had a shoe.
You know what?
In with your clothes?
In with my clothes.
That's so good.
And here's a picture of him passed out on the ground.
Great audio and media here.
We'll put this up on our Facebook page, maybe. With a blurred face on our Facebook page.
So yeah, that was my highlight when I left.
Nice one.
Cool.
Alright. Well, that's pretty loopy, but not as loopy as...
Leroy's Loopy News. This loopy news is actually in our very own city, LA. It's just recently there's a call for volunteers to do a vasectomy in a live audience.
Oh, no. Ah,
I heard about this.
Yeah, me too.
Would you guys do something like that in front of everyone? Volunteer
for first it? Of all, I'd like to leave the option to have kids. I am 25
years.
After you're old enough, you know, you think, oh, should I have kids anymore?
So you don't get paid, it's entirely volunteer.
Volunteer.
But you get it for free. You get a free vasectomy. Yeah.
Mm. So I assume they're quite costly.
Yeah. That wouldn't be cheap.
No.
It's not like, you know, 10 stamps and you get a free one.
When you have a vasectomy, can you get that undone? Or that's
you can, but I think that's very painful.
Yeah, very dangerous. Isn't it dangerous as well?
Probably dangerous.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. They've already like...
So once you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
No, not quite, but yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
Let's assume for the sake of this. No, but it's not, I don't think we're talking about it's not whether or not you have a vasectomy.
It's would you get it done?
It's would you get your dick out in front of a,
live audience.
Yeah.
Of course you'd be, put out to sleep first.
Yeah. So who knows what?
I just do a local anesthetic on your balls. And
stage four.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he's worried though, because like, how about if the person performing the surgery tries to perform some jokes in front of it? Like, I'm used to dealing with bigger equipment.
You know what? I think they've done that before, actually. I remember watching Rove Live, that show, and they did it live on that show.
They did. Yeah.
A vasectomy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I sat there and watched that shit when I was about 12 years old for some reason.
Why is it they want to have vasectomies done live?
I assume it's so students. Yeah, students.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's not just like you pay like $5 and you go in to watch surgery.
If they gave me a free t-shirt saying I got the snip at Adelaide Uni or something with a pub crawl logo on it, yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah. Yeah. If I wanted to get that surgery done and it was free, I would do it.
I probably wouldn't. I mean, I've got health insurance. It'd be free for me anyway. And then I wouldn't.
There's a gap.
Free vasectomy?
There's a gap.
There's no gap, mate. No gap at all.
Hell, is vasectomy like a vital operation?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it would be.
Yeah, yeah, it is vital.
You can't claim fucking tit enlargements in private health.
Yeah, no, you would have to pay money.
You've got to update your cover because you got that shit.
I will take yours if that's the case. Wow.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Vince, you need to have sex before you actually had run the risk of pregnancy.
Leroy, give us the next news.
All right, the next news is, I'm just curious on how effective do you guys think this would work? Hairy socks to prevent rape.
What? Hold on.
Hairy socks to prevent rape.
So basically, it's like a socks for girls.
Yeah.
But it looks like hair.
Oh, is this just like, off, put them off?
Yeah, to put down guys off.
No, so it must blend in pretty well, does it?
Yeah, it blends in pretty well.
Oh my god, this is gonna get dark.
It's gonna get dark. I think like probably the most serious thing I ever say is like you shouldn't need to sell products to prevent rape.
Yeah,
you should just prevent that terrible act itself.
Yeah,
that's so true. You don't need them because why? Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Although I think people do that in like dangerous cities. Yes. I think women dress more like men, etc. to try and mitigate the risk of these horrible acts happening.
Oh, wow. Stephen dropping knowledge.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's something, a product that's been sold in China, basically, of hairy socks. Just occur rape incidents.
I honestly can't see that working.
Yeah, I don't see that working either.
Well, let's leave the rape topic alone for a second. Just focus on the hairy socks.
Yeah.
Do you think hairy socks would have any benefits to other people, I guess. Let's maybe discuss a lighter topic.
Well, a lot of footballers, they get their legs and ankles taped up and they have to shave it so the tape doesn't rip their hair off. But when they're not playing football and they're just at the beach, they look ridiculous because they've got half a leg that's not hairy and the other one that is. So if you got like a nice tube sport sock that was like mid-calf length with hair, that'd be good.
Maybe following that as well is cyclists who shave their legs if they fall over to keep like gravel and dirt out of them. That's pretty embarrassing for all of them, so they can wear hair socks.
Or people like me that can't grow a facial hair. I could get like a beard balaclava, that'd be amazing.
They should have condoms with hairs on them so people like Fez who don't have pubes can feel like a man.
Yeah.
Pausing your hair the entire length of your dick.
Sprouting at the top. Like some palm tree.
In my case, I probably need to wear those hairy tights, body suits.
Yeah, get some hair in the chest. Yeah.
Actually, a cool shirt would be like a V-neck shirt. Just like spouting your hair.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah.
I'm glad we went off the rape topic.
And that's all I have for the Leroy's Loopy News.
Aww.
Oh, I'll pass this on to Lexi.
Okay. Welcome to Two Idiots. All right.
What?
Tourist idiot.
Oh, okay.
So what we'll be doing today is I've just come back from 2 months away traveling. I saw some ridiculous shit. I always thought that, I don't know, pushy Asians were pretty bad tourists before, but now I realize that Americans are perhaps the worst.
Racism!
The following podcast is brought to you by racism.
So I was wondering if you guys had any stories, because everyone's been traveling here, about idiocy that you've seen while away. So any tourism or tourists that you've seen do stupid shit, give us a story. So I was thinking we could start with Stephen.
All right. So for me, it would be in England. We went to Shakespeare's Globe Theatre, or like the remake of it. And there's these Japanese tourists. Actually, there's probably no reason to specify the time.
That's not racist, though.
No.
And idiots from all races.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully we focus on non-Asian people.
I even have some dumb friends, man. I got dumb friends, man. Yeah. I'm not racist.
Yeah, I got a dumb friend, Leroy. Asian bastard. No, but anyway, so we were there and they had the stage where obviously, or the remake of the stage where all these famous plays were performed. And they're like, oh yeah, you just don't touch the stage. But these Japanese people, at least acting like they couldn't speak English, ran up on top of the stage. And like they're just posing, like doing all these like fake death sequences. And, people were taking pictures of them. And the lady's like, stop please, stop please. And they're like, no, get up here with us.
So they're clearly able to understand that don't get up on stage. They're like, no, come up, lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people just go mental for a good photo, don't they?
Yeah.
And it's just like, just enjoy the actual thing that you're at. You don't have to climb up on top of some kid with polio to get a photo of the Eiffel Tower at the perfect height.
Exactly. Anyway, that was mine. Leroy?
It's more, well, I had to bring this up, that the fact that this is mostly done by Asian people. I am also one of them.
Yes, you were. Like, you know, yes, you were.
When you see tourists, you basically see the general white people, you know, taking photos point and snap.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it comes to Asian people, they start to go in this weird pose. They go, you know, standing in a weird position to get a nice angle of a photo.
Oh, yeah.
Those sort of people. So I didn't realize that I was doing that until I started going out with Lynn to take photos. I was like, what the fuck?
It's genetics.
The actual person taking the photo.
Yeah, the actual person taking a photo. Usually I see the general white people taking a photo, just standing up, just point and snap.
Yeah.
In my case, I go in a weird pose.
You're down on one knee.
Ninja pose.
Yeah, ninja poses.
So you are the idiot tourist.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. The inner idiot. Mine was, I saw in Spain, I did La Tomatina. For those who don't know, listening at home, it's like a massive tomato fight in the street of, it Brunol? Or like a really small Spanish town. Anyway, like there's 40,000 people that rocked up this year, so that was a record in itself. It's shoulder to shoulder, and it's a massive tomato fight, and they warn you that, you know, the locals get quite, not violent, but like they rip people's clothes off, and it's quite rough. Oh,
sexy.
Yeah. And so it's a tomato fight with 5 tons of rotten tomatoes, 40,000 people, everyone's drunk off sangria. There is literally a centimetre of room per person. And I hear some guy, some American tourist, when we got back to the hostel on the phone going, Yeah, mom, I lost my passport. Yeah, I took it to La Tomatina and someone ripped it off me. Why the fuck would you take your passport to a tomato fight that is known for violence and absolute mayhem? Leave it in the locker. This guy was so dumb to take his passport with him. And of course he fucking lost it. And even if he had it, it would be ruined because it would be covered in tomato.
He probably had it in one hand. Just like, I'm American.
I need more air.
I can't breathe down here.
Someone get me a bagel. Yeah. So that was fucking dumb. Some people are stupid with their passports and that was the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah. That was good. And non-Asian, which I appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He probably had an Asian mom.
Well, in this case, I'll say I am the idiot tourist. Yeah.
Not surprised.
Well, you know, when we go out here in Adelaide, you know, and we need to take a whiz, we'll go out behind the bush.
Yeah.
Just let it, you know. But yeah, well, in Switzerland, you know, I was out with cousins one night and I had to go around and take a piss. And when I was doing it, there was like a Swiss couple that saw it and they just started swearing at me in German. And I was going midstream. I just couldn't stop.
It stings if you stop. It stings.
I just had to withstand this hurl of abuse in German while just taking a piss. And when I was done, I was trying to walk away and it was following me. So I ended up going back in the bar with my cousins, and I was like, oh, can we just get out of here? And then, just got out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. That's anticlimactic. Yeah. These Swiss come will follow me. And then I went to the pub and it was fine.
Oh, cool story, bro. Yeah. As for me, we were on the metro in Rome and we're heading to the Vatican City. Anyway, we're around the corner just sitting down on seats. We hear this guy yelling at us like, which way is it? Which side? Because as you go downstairs, you can be like from and away from where you need to go, whether which side you're on. So for some reason, I like poked my head around the side and he was like, which way is the Vatican City? Like he was yelling so loud, like Americans do. So I was like, oh, it's this side. Yeah, it's this way. And he's like, how do you know? I'm like, it's written right on his side. And he's like, but how do you know? I'm like, it's right there. And he just kept going on about it. I was like, yeah, but how did you know to come on this side earlier? It's like, I looked it up online. And then he like kept hassling us with questions like, we need to get out of here quick, smart. And the worst thing about the guy was he had his t-shirt tucked into his underwear. Oh,
that's not a good look.
So I was like, at least was like, oh, should I tell that guy? I was like, no. Let's go on and see whatever carriage he's getting on and get on the next one.
Yeah. Cool.
So thanks for your stories, guys. Next up is Stephen with his segment.
Jen, why would you do that?
my segment is Gen Y. Would you do that? A play on Gen Y. Clever listeners would have picked that up.
Everyone just tuned out just then. This is insulting.
This segment, again, is a bit of a story-based segment. It revolves around people telling stories about incidences that have happened in their lives or issues they've had in their lives that wouldn't have happened in previous generations. So things that have only popped up during Gen Y culture that have caused you issues. Now, just to give you an idea of where we're headed with this, I'll tell a story. In high school, I didn't quite understand the definition of LOL. And I obviously it's laugh out loud, but at the time I thought it was lots of love. So, which I think maybe some people still use to this day.
Yeah, I think so.
Mainly 40-year-olds and above. But yeah, so I had a girlfriend and I'd be like, I had a really great time with you, lol.
Just so insulting. Yeah.
And she thought I was being sarcastic and it led to like, what? Why do you always pay me out every time I could catch up? And I was like, I don't know what it means. So that's an example of a Gen Y thing. Like back in the days, my parents never had this issue with lol.
Nah.
So what have you guys had issues with that popped up during Gen Y? Let's go with Lexus.
I guess now that we're all working and we're in like office environments. Email is just like the way you communicate now. One of the guys sent like a meeting request to me, one of my friends at work, but it was like to the rest of the group as well. So I was just like, oh, look at this, he made a mistake. So I like replied to him and then just proceeded to insult him in the email and then send it off. I didn't realize that the email was actually replying to everyone else.
Was
like invited to some meeting. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, did that go out to everyone? And I sort of spammed this insult over and over. I was just like, Joby. And I went to like my head of group and stuff. So I had to like go and apologize to him for improper use of the email.
What was the answer?
I don't know. I called the guy. He's like an older dude and I call him T-Fresh. And I was just like, I don't know. T-Fresh is insane, and they just copied that about 10,000 times.
Oh, no. Yeah. That is terrible. T-Fresh. Why is he T-Fresh? That's more interesting to me.
He's like an older guy who is like really laid back and I guess a little bit boring, so we call him T-Fresh. It's sort of like an insult.
So you insulted him and then called him insane.
Good. And copied it everyone 10,000 times.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'd say more the fact with you know, stuff like Facebook, I'd say just I think we discussed this before, but you know, there's invites.
Yeah.
Facebook invites.
For events and that, yeah. You know, back in the day you would actually like call, you know, you ring up someone like, hey, look, we've got a party happening, you know, this day, let them know, and then they'll reply back.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this way, when you do it, because in Facebook, I'm sure everyone here has, like, friends that you wouldn't really think are really, like, that great friends. And, you know, when you create the invite, like, you know, your event, you don't want to, you might just say invite all, and, you know, in the day, you have someone that comes, like, oh, I didn't really want him there.
Get to the point.
Yeah, no shit. It's better. This is the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's Facebook. That's something.
Do you know what specifically though? You can't just name technology. Yeah. Do you know what? I hate the defrost button on toasters. What's your thoughts, Leroy?
The event creating.
Yeah, but give me a fucking story. That was the segment.
I don't actually have any stories.
So you've never had an issue come up in your life that you can attribute to Gen Y
and Facebook. Use of Facebook. That's in thousands.
Even use Facebook.
You've never had an issue or a problem using modern technology for the past 23 years.
Nobody's tagged you in a picture that you thought was inappropriate, and then your family has seen it.
You've never accidentally sent a text message to someone?
No, because I've only got tagged only me. Just saying.
Same as Lee Corbin.
I thought the segment was going to be good.
It is a good segment. It's just a terrible podcast member. Why? I got two, but I think I've already told the other story in a previous podcast for a different one. So I'm going to go. Mine was work related as well.
Yeah.
We had kind of an internal messaging system in the CRM system thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Anyway. You know, we had a couple of young guys in the office and mostly old people like most offices are.
Yes.
And one of the young guys forwarded me, and just me, a message that was in the personnel diary complaining about the use of iPods.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I'd have never taken my iPod to work or listened to music whilst being at work on my iPod, right? So this message pops up. And I don't read it properly. All I see is the manager's name, message sent to me, complaining about the use of iPods. And so, like, straight up, like, I'd had a bad day anyway, straight up, I was like, what, that's bullshit, I've never used my iPod before in my life. And the manager goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, look at this, you sent me this message saying that I was using my iPod. And I could just see the whole office going, oi, shut up. And I'm like, no, it's rubbish, I've never used it at all. Why would you accuse me of using an iPod? That's ridiculous, man. And he looks at me, he's like, oh no, I didn't send that. It looks like I won't say his name.
Yeah,
Bill McCarthy sent that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and then I realised it. I was like, oh shit. The manager wasn't supposed to see the internal bitching. And so I was like, oh dear. That's odd. And I get like straight away, just three of the guys who sent the message walked into the kitchen. I'm like, oh, better go apologize. Logged out of the office and walked in there. And, luckily they saw the funny side of it, but I could just know the manager would have been like, what little shit bitching about me behind my back?
Dude,
and what a dumbass that Lee is for saying it out loud.
Lee, the office nut.
Every time you walk past now,
yeah.
No, bitch!
Snitches get stitches, motherfucker!
Alright, Leroy, round this one out.
Well, it's more about, you know, as time goes by, censorship gets more lenient in a sense. You get to see more stuff on the TV and stuff. So imagine just sitting watching a great movie with your parents or your family members.
Yeah.
And the sex scene starts to happen.
Oh,
those type of situations are pretty awkward.
That is awkward.
I've been in those situations a number of times. Not not intentionally, but it just so happens that, you know, switching the channels.
Just SBS.
It's just like a good movie. Suddenly the sex scene starts like, oh, fuck. Do I change? In those situations, do you change the channels?
No, because that makes it more awkward.
You act casual. We've all been there. Yeah. Like, somebody comes, like, you're watching an action movie, even it could be, and a sex scene comes up, and your mom's like, oh, do you want any crisps? And you're like, yeah, sure. I'm just casually sitting here watching this. Sipping on my Coca-Cola. Nothing ordinary going on.
Enjoying my softcore SBS pornography.
We can all relate to
that. Actually, I've got one quick story. We don't like to tell stories, but I will. I was watching, like, Billy Connolly's live show, and it was just me and my mum sitting out on the couch watching this comedy, and he was talking about it. He's just like, can you imagine doing your mother? And he's like, imagine grabbing her and just like, oh.
Oh man, that's so,
in a bit, like, the louder you laughed at that, the creepier it would have been. It's so true.
I reacted,
he's like, got my number.
I reacted like Fez would react to the situation. I was sitting there, I was just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Just tell like a 10-minute Facebook story that goes nowhere.
So, you still didn't give us a story, did you?
No, you don't have one. Well, I guess then, Fez, you're going to perform pretty well in this next segment, which is...
Wicked Ball, Wicked Ball, 8 Smile. This is called 8 Smile. So I think it's pretty obvious where I'm heading with this. Rap battle!
Yes.
So, yeah, boy, what you playing at? So, yeah, what I'm going to do is each podcast member has 30 seconds to battle against their given opponent.
Cool.
So, yeah, it'll be 30 seconds. I'll decide a winner, and then the winner gets to face me. Fuck it.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm the king of this shit.
Yep.
I'm on top of my game.
You're the big dog.
I'm the big dog. I'm like a chihuahua in a Lego center. That's really big. All right. Now, following on terrible things like that, I've given you all your MC name as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start, Stephen. Your MC name is Irish.
I get it.
Yep.
So, I get it. You did that.
Irish.
Irish.
Irish, being the gangster you are.
Thank you.
Leroy, you're lazy. Z, because you're always sleepy and very lethargic. Lexus, you're quant ass, because you've just been flying on a Qantas plane.
Oh, good.
MC quant ass.
Yeah.
And Fez, your MC name is disappointment. So you're gonna be making appointments for a diss session. All right. So the first round, we're gonna do MC Quant Ass, that's you, Lexus, Lay Z.
Ooh.
So who wants to kick it off first? I'll get my timer out.
What?
You got 30
is
seconds.
Is it a topic, is it a title, or are we just dissing it?
Oh, you don't know what a rap battle is?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, you just have to insult him through rhyme.
Yeah, so you have to be like, you're the ugliest motherfucker I've ever seen, your dress sense is obscene kind of thing.
Yeah.
Shit, laying it down.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough for me.
Well, give it a crack.
You're a crack.
And that's why I called it 8 Smile, because it is going to be terrible, and people will laugh, because we're a light-hearted podcast, and that's what it's about. But if you fuck it up, I'll pay you out. All right, just trying to find a coin to kick off this battle. Right here, we got MC Quant Ass, make some noise.
Yeah, boy, I'm about to lay down.
Yeah, you heard him right.
Oh, the coin. Hear that shit.
Yeah, that's money, bitch.
Cash money.
Money. And right over here on my right, I've got MC Lazy. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where are you at, boy?
Where are you at? Just make some noise.
I'm right here.
He's right here. Okay.
Gangster.
Okay. Lazy's got heads. Flick that coin.
Heads it is.
Heads it is.
You pick it. Who kicks it off?
Lexi.
It's not my rap name.
His name is Quantass. All right, Quantass. You got 30 seconds starting on the clock from now.
Yo, Quant Ass, about to smack down on your ass. Your name is Leroy, and boy, you are so...
Keep going.
Next line.
Okay, Leroy, you should speak up. I'm about to piss in your car.
Oh, Seth!
Why do you always wear black t-shirts, man? I wish you would really up in this can.
And
Time! Oh, shit!
That was tight, man. I got his number.
I'll filter it. Alright, Lazy. You gotta represent. Are you ready to rebuttal? Are you ready to battle?
Hell yeah.
Kick that shit off now.
Hey, Quantas, you ain't got mass. You're just...
You sound so well.
I'm actually having a hard time. You ain't got mass. See this?
Say any line. This is gonna rhyme it. I got your corner, man. Say anything. It doesn't have to rhyme. You're a bitch.
You're gonna pass.
It's gonna be pass.
What? Oh, time.
Oh, my God.
That was terrible.
I think I won that.
Yeah. You did. Quant Ass won that. It was a tough decision.
Yeah, let's go with the judges.
Yo, I really like the fact that Quant Ass said one line. Full respect to Lazy. He did try, but unfortunately, you've got to diss the person, not say that they'll pass, which is a grade which gives you a degree or whatever.
Ain't going to pass, but...
Ain't going to pass, but he said pass. So Lazy is out. He is down for the count.
Yeah.
So we've got Quant Ass through to the next round.
Yeah. Well deserved, I think.
Well deserved. All right, we've got round two. This time we've got Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you at? Where you at? And they're battling the guy in the red hoodie over to my left. We've got MC Disappointment.
Yeah, represent.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, flip that coin.
Flip it.
What
call
you
it,
got,
call
MC
it,
Disappointment?
You want heads? I give your mum a heads.
Ooh, that's tails.
I'll start this off.
Let me get 30 seconds on the clock.
Yeah,
your time starts now.
Yo, check it out. I'm here so you can fucking please me. You like to wrestle with men because they're nice and greasy.
Oh!
Yo, man. I'm like Scorpion. Get over here. It's a fatality. Check it out. It's Fez. He's got no personality.
No! This!
Yo, man, it's Irish. I'm the real McCoy. You're just another punk-ass cracker white boy.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
You got one more line if you want it.
All right, I got one more line. I'm not even going to use this because Fez won't even make a rhyme.
Hey, stop. Jesus Christ. Yes. I'm fearing you now.
That's
Fez,
ridiculous.
If I was a betting man, I'd put everything on Steven. But I'm not. So, you've got 30 seconds. MC Disappointment. Go.
I'm MC Disappointment, and I make smooth appointments. I fuck fat bitches while doing itches. This fool calls himself Irish. He looks like he's Welsh.
That was good.
He calls himself the real McCoy, bitch. I'm the real McCoy.
Time.
No, the way he rhymed, real McCoy, real McCoy.
Man, that's cool. And look, Beyond Blue does do really good work if you are depressed after listening to that. So do hit him up on that website. All right, well, let's go over to the judges. Irish.
I mean, MC Disappoint put in a real good effort.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna have to go with Irish.
Yeah. I definitely like the beats and the flow that Irish had, and I definitely like the fact that Fez rocked up today. Irish is next to the through to the next round, so we've got a little bit of a fucking battle on our hands.
Who am I saying?
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, MC Quant Ass, you got 30 seconds on the clock to battle. MC Irish, I forgot his name. Ready, go.
Yo, MC Irish, I wish you are in the kitchen. I'd make you up a nice dish. You like those V-neck shirts? Well, man, I'm going to give you some lines so hard that it hurts. You've got a nice face, bro. If you and I were mates, I'd take you to a nice dinner and show. I'm just gonna finish with this. MC Irish, here's a nice flat diss.
Oh, stop. Alright. MC Irish.
Alright.
You're up. Go.
Alright, check it out. They call you Quantass. I think that shit's lame. Yo, I heard your daddy put a snake on your plane. Let me continue. It's a little bit more pain. You've been to Europe. Yeah, we'll suck on my tomatoes like you did in Spain.
Hey!
Yeah, I better save some more rhymes because I've already finished this bitch. That's what ended up with Lee Corbin, yo. Like Will Smith, I'm about to snitch or switch, whatever that
movie. Oh, you won! You just won anyway.
That movie was called. What the fuck was that movie called? Hitch.
That's what I was going for.
Hitch. Nah, I liked it.
Nah, Alexis did alright there.
Maybe
we should go to the judges.
We'll go to the judges.
Alexis did alright if you put more emphasis on paying him out instead of paying him out.
Yeah, I mean, Quantas, he likes to have a friendly rap battle.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, friendly rap battle? You told Leroy to pass him a cup. He enjoys that shit, so.
Nah, very well done. Well, judges' decisions. Irish has got this.
Yeah, yeah. Alright.
Mate, all switch right. to me. I say Irish.
So, you win the grand prize of, let's face it, probably beating me as well. but I'm not going to be a wanker and give myself my own nickname. So, what is my MC name, fellas?
Oh, you haven't given us much time to think. Alright, I've got a battle, so let me just get into that one.
Okay,
you guys think of the name.
Alright, you can be Fred Beatstone.
Fred Beatstone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright, okay. Who wants to time it? Leroy? Who's going first, actually?
We're flipping.
Flipping. I'll go heads.
Tails.
Oh,
Irish versus Fred Beatstone.
I usually like to go first. I'll just go first.
Okay.
Right. You go in 1, 2, 3.
Yo, check it out. What was your name, sorry? That's what I said. What was it out?
Fred Beatstone.
Fred Beatstone. Alright.
It's good.
I was going to say Q-tip, but...
Yeah, okay. Okay, somebody write Fred Beatstone. Alright, anyway. Yeah. Alright, just so I have that in my mind a little bit. Alright, we gonna? Gonna right. go?
1, 2, 3.
Yo, check it out. It's Fred Beatstone, real name Lee Querbin. His mum sucks my dick down like it's bourbon.
No! That's
good. Yo, check it out, dude, man. I don't give a fuck. This girl, I rented his own mum's truck. Yo, this guy right here, I'm going to lay it down. That's a fact. You can talk about this in your next comedy act. This guy here, he's actually the fucking worst. Seconds. They call him Fred Beatstone, but he's whacker than Fred Durst.
Damn.
To be fair, I had to do 3 rounds before that.
Hold on.
All right, you ready? Yep. 1, 2, 3.
They call me MC Beatstone. That's because I'm fucking funnier than Home Alone. 1, 2, and 3. Yes, my name is Lee, and you might have done my mum, but I did your mum in the bum with a bottle of rum. It was Sailor Jerry, and I've got to say, that bitch is smelly and a little bit hairy, a little bit scary. But hey, it's all right, because at the end of the day, I got my Larry's off. Oh, yes, I just made up a word. It might be a little bit absurd, but that's the thing of this rap game, and you're right. So just fucking lame.
Yeah,
wow.
I reckon that was tight.
He did a triple rhyme.
Yeah.
That's
triple rhyme score.
It's a coin flip, really.
It is close to a coin flip, I think.
Alright.
I like the counter of bourbon.
He did well.
Counter punch.
So, do we do this on the coin flip?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, might as well.
Whose heads was...
Irish is heads.
Alright.
Yeah. Hey! And the winner is Irish. Well done. That was gangster.
That was pretty good.
Hopefully we haven't lost a lot of viewers. but I think that worked all right.
I like your mom.
I like your mom too. Yeah. I think we should go out and have a coffee, all four of us.
Yeah, double date with mums. Well, that sounded weirder than I
imagined. Yeah. Double date. All right, well done, boys. What do we got now? Oh, fuck. It's Fez's segment.
Poop Ventures.
Oh, fuck.
That was good, actually.
All right, well, my segment, if you didn't understand it, was called Poop Ventures. And pretty much what it is I think everyone's had an awkward moment when they've gone to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should, just elaborate, just, talk about what's the weirdest thing that's happened when you've been in the bathroom. I think I'll kick this off.
Yeah.
Is it Facebook related?
No.
Yeah.
MC disappoint.
Oh, well.
I'm kind of hyped up after that rap.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I'm going to get a hoodie.
Have you guys noticed that, can I start that again?
Yeah. No, you can't.
Okay, we're leaving this in, we're not editing it. This way the listeners get a idea of what we usually have to put up with when we record this podcast.
You know, I'm not sure if this applies to many people, but do you guys, when you're in the toilet, and there's someone else next to the toilet, can you do your business?
It's more difficult.
Yeah, no.
I'll clench.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I rocked up to uni and I had 5 minutes till my lecture started and I was like, I need to go to the toilet. I went to the toilet I went in, went to sit down. Then I heard the door open. Another person came in next to me.
Yeah.
So I'll wait for this guy to be done.
Yeah.
The guy didn't go either. I couldn't hear him, so I'm not doing it. So he's not doing it either. Yeah. And I get a message like, dude, where are you? You know, lecture started. I'm like, I'm in the toilet. I'll be out in the tea. And I was pretty much in there for 20 minutes. And I knew one of us to go, so I went.
You went.
Yeah. Wow. And it's just like, I was really hating it just when you're hearing like the splash. Sounds like, damn it, you can hear me take shit.
Poo splash
there. Yeah, but it's normal.
Always dampen the floor by putting tissues.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, lots of people do.
Keep that in mind.
It prevents a splashback.
I hear that nearly every time I go to the toilet, is I hear people rip out toilet paper first and put it in
there.
Like, if I hear people doing toilet paper, like, they're wiping the seat.
Yeah, so you wipe the rim first and you throw it in afterwards. Dampens the effect.
Yeah.
There
you go. Because that's a common problem I have, is the poo splashback.
Yeah.
Because I'll have like a solid nugget of poo. Because I just mainly eat meat and cheese. And so when it hits the water, it literally goes straight back into my anus.
Yeah.
It's like someone shooting a water pistol into my sphincter. Yeah. I hate it. And it's every day. Yeah. It happens once a day and it shouldn't.
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
Alright, this way, Alexis.
Okay. Well, I was seeing a rap concert by my boy
Kanye
West.
Yeah, represent.
Anyway, he was at a big music festival that I went to in Melbourne, and it was at the end of the night, and I was like, I really have to piss after waiting for Kanye West. So I went into the toilet.
Porta potties.
Yeah, they're porta potties. So you know what a porta potty is like at the end of like a big music festival. Literally, there was shit on the ground everywhere. Like, it was disgusting. Shit and piss everywhere. I was taking a piss. I heard like two chicks coming next to me, because I, you know, chicks like, oh, such a massive line for the girls, they come into guys. So two chicks were in the stall. One of them drops their glasses. It rolls through like shit and piss onto my side. And then it's like quality Ray-Ban sunny. So I'm taking a piss, and these sunnies come like underneath me. through shit. I was like, oh god. Then the girl's like, oh, can you, a little help here, can you send them back? So I was taking a piss midstream, I like kicked it back across the floor to him, and they picked up their sunnies.
Ooh. Oh, she would have put them back on her face.
I don't know what she did with them. I hope she took them home and put them in like anti-sterilization shit, because that was the nastiest thing I've ever seen.
She probably didn't notice, because she would have had so much fake tan on, being a Kanye West fan. And that's not a racist joke.
No, it's not.
It's not. Like, because I just thought about that.
No. No, you just mean Kanye West fans are lame, and they put on lots of pictures.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have fake tan on that day.
Yeah. No, you're an exception to the rule.
I'd probably go see John West.
The tuna guy?
Yeah. Just throw out tuna at the crowd.
Only the best at John West.
just a rugby throw.
Yeah. Nah, that's good. All right. Mine, once again, involves a cubicle. That's just the general idea of this segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was sitting in a cubicle, and much like you, Fez, somebody else came in after me and sat in the one next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd already pretty much done most of my business.
We've still got rap battle.
Irish.
Irish.
And I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to be out here soon. I don't know why I was thinking that. It's weird. But and then I was just sitting there. I looked down, and a stream of liquid just started to come under mine.
Oh,
the cube next to me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, ooh, that can't be good. And it just kept coming. And I instead of focusing on taking the rest of my shit, I was just like dancing my feet around. This liquid that was just coming in.
Yeah.
And all I hear from the guy didn't even say sorry or anything, which would be probably difficult. He was just like, I just hear it.
So it was like urine?
I didn't ever know. It could have been water.
Yeah.
I told myself it was, but I wasn't taking that chance. Didn't step on it. Clean myself out. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I wish that is nasty.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. This nasty.
Did you get to like the bit where, you know, you go out to the cubicle, you wash your hands, and then he'll be finished and you walk out?
He waited until I left.
My experiences at this location can be really disclosed, but this is what happened. Was I really had to go, went to the toilet, and there's...
Is it? That's definitely not my house.
That was Leroy's piss at your dance room.
So just as about, I was ready to get a shit, the person next to me, I just hear this sounds coming from his cubicle. She's actually watching porn. Oh,
went straight back up. I can't, took it back up the ass.
I can't do that shit here when someone's, you know,
watching porn. Yeah.
That's difficult, man.
You were dumping a load and he was getting a load off.
Could you hear lotion rubbing up and down?
I have no idea. I was like, fuck. I'm getting out. I'm going to somewhere else to get my business down.
Without giving too much detail, was this in a place of business?
Potentially.
Oh, God. Wow. So, did you, like, I would have not waited in the toilet, but just wait down the hallway from the toilets to see who came out.
It'll be awkward next time.
Exactly, but you've got the power. You've got the power because you know what they've done.
Yeah, you have the upper hand here.
Yeah.
Some serious blackmail.
Assuming it was a workplace and you don't know who it was, but say it was your boss, you would just be like, "I'm going to take Friday off, mate." Oh, are you? Remember that time?
I'm just composing an email right now, mate.
That's brilliant. Oh, I wish that could happen to me. We'll not watch porn.
You and I can make that happen.
Yeah? Do it. I want 8 annual weeks a year of holidays.
That is good.
Yeah. Well, mine is... It's toilet related, but it didn't happen in a cubicle. It was at a private residence.
Mm-hmm.
It was years and years and years ago. It was when I was 18. I just started dating this girl and went out for dinner, drove her back home. Things are going well as far as she's very keen and whatnot. Things weren't going well for me because my stomach was literally doing, backflips on itself.
Yeah.
And literally every servo I drove past, I'm like, oh, do I just go in there and just quickly take a crap and come back out and say I needed money or something? I don't know. I didn't. I was like, I'll just hold it because I'm only 5 minutes away from her place. That's fine. Pull up to her place and she kind of looks over and she's like, oh, do you want to come inside?
Ooh.
And so I was like, oh, I really don't because I really need to take a shit and I want to get rid of this. But at the same time, I really do because I'm 18 and And so I was like, okay, I went inside and things just got worse. You know when it suddenly hits you?
Yeah.
When you need to take that shit? Like, you've got 30 seconds
before
this comes out of your anus.
Yeah.
Like, so I was just kind of pacing around. So I said, bugger, I'm just going to have to do it here. So I was like, oh, whereabouts is your bathroom? And she goes, oh, it's just over there, but my brother's having a shower, so you have to wait.
Oh.
And I was like, no. Like, this is literally almost creeping out of my ass. So I was like, oh, really? Okay. And I'm like, oh, I might just stand outside or something. She's like, oh, are you feeling all right? I'm like, oh, no, not really. So, are you going to vomit? I'll get your bucket. I'm like, no, I'm not going to vomit. I just, she's like, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, oh, no, I just feel, She's like, you really need to go to the toilet, don't you? And I'm like, yes. And so I had to knock on the door, kick the brother out of the shower.
Oh my God.
First time I've ever met the family besides her. And then take the biggest, sloppiest, diarrhea-y shit ever. I was in there for 10 minutes straight.
Jeez.
And it stunk afterwards. So yeah, that was terrible.
Oh,
were you
smoking
back then?
What's that?
Were you smoking back then?
Like
a match or fire.
No, yeah.
The smell up.
That's nothing was killing this one. Nothing was killing this. Yeah. So that was heinous.
God.
And
I think you win.
Yeah, that was one.
I can still feel that feeling when I think about it. It was just poo was coming out. I had to go.
That's bad.
I even considered shitting in the garden, but I'm like, she'll find me. So
yeah.
Oh dear.
That's the end of the segment. That was some good stories.
Mm,
yeah.
All right, now we'll go on to Twitter questions.
Twitter questions!
All right, cool. So we've got two questions this week for Twitter questions.
Woo!
The first one is from a Howard Thurston, at HThurs. And this question is a little bit messed up.
Oh, God.
And this guy has recently deleted his Twitter account. So
that's a good sign.
Continue at your own peril, G Pappers. But his question was, if you were a serial killer, how would you kill your victims? Now, let's take this in a lighthearted way. Maybe I'll get this kicked off so we can get an idea of the type of vibe that we're going for here.
Because we don't want to kill.
Yeah.
We want to kill it in the podcast world.
Yes.
With rankings, like us on Facebook, but not literally.
Yeah.
Not literally.
So,
what?
But,
shit.
Mine would be, varieties of animal stampedes.
Oh, that'd be good, because then you could yell out just like, Jimmy, in the gorge!
So yeah, I just get like buffalo, and then just get them to storm through this person's house. No. Or like, in smaller animals, like cats. Just get like 100 cats to run over this person until they can't breathe anymore.
Yeah. At least it's a cool way to go out.
Yeah, that's true. Cats less so.
Yeah.
Like bison.
But if a rhino is just going charging through the boundary, that's rock and roll.
Just like shit, yeah, rhino.
So yeah, that'd be mine. Leroy?
Well, I was thinking, there's this, I'm not sure if it's actually happened yet, but from what I heard, there's this roller coaster ride that's called Euthanasia. It's pretty much high speeds that cause people to die.
Yeah, but how would you, the serial killer, so you would like lock them into the roller coaster?
Oh, this roller coaster is fun. Yeah, you'll go up, you know. Just tell them to go and go for a ride and just...
So you'd like put them on it until they die.
Yeah.
They just basically die due to very high gravity force.
That's a good way to go.
It's like when you get on, there's like just a body bag open next to them.
Like, they die from the adrenaline and everything happy.
Yeah, why is that body bag there? Oh, yeah, just put your belongings there.
It's a suggestion. It's a suggestion. I would probably fill a room full of that dentist laughing gas that you get when you get your wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah.
And just put on an Arj Barker DVD. So, you know, they'll just laugh themselves to death. Just go out laughing.
With Arj Barker?
Yeah, he's hilarious. Plus the laughing gas, you'll be in tears.
I'd go out with a bit of Lee Quirvin.
Now performing at Rhino Rome, check
exactly. Yeah, 17th of this month at Marin. No, I won't go.
You kind of did, but that's
I did. That's all right. If you were to be there, that would be okay. At the Marin Hotel at 8 a.m. And by that I mean p.m. I'm so tired. Can I go to bed?
Fez.
I'm serious. In those Japanese, you know how they have those warnings this could cause seizures and whatnot? Any of them ever lead to death?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'll probably, make them watch.
Epileptic
seizures.
So just like weird, crazy Japanese.
Yeah.
Hyper bright, flashing.
Yeah.
That'd
be an interesting way to go.
Yeah, that's alright. It's better than your Facebook story we heard earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, mine would be kind of similar to Fez's then. I would take a World of Warcraft addict. I'd set up a PC in a room with nothing else, and I'd lock them in for like a week. So all they can do is play WoW until they drop dead.
You know, the fact that you've locked them in the room alone would probably kill them. PC there is just icing on the cake.
Well, I mean, Leroy strapped a guy into a roller coaster till they die.
That's true.
Yeah, at least this guy's going out the way he wants to go out, playing WoW.
Sure. Bear in mind, we've got to make sure we're selective of the questions. Like, they'll just be like, yeah, anyone can ask us any questions.
That's what we're all about, Fez.
Yeah, so just while we're on that, you can hit us up with questions on twitter.com/goodfriends_NFez. And if you've given us questions before, feel free to send us three more. We're fine with that. Speaking of people that have sent us questions before, Podcast Addict at Dusty65 Curry.
Woo! Dusty!
Curry!
65.
Sends through a question. Her question is, if you could be a rock star, dead or alive, who would you be and why? Maybe let's go reverse order this time. So start off with Lexus.
I'd probably be Kurt Cobain. What?
You just don't mind.
Oh, bad luck there, right?
I'm just glad you didn't say Kanye West.
I don't know. Good grunge music, and then he'd like a rock star lifestyle. He'd be like the perfect way to go out, I think.
Yeah. Well, you can take heroin and shoot yourself if you want. You don't need a band to do that.
Yeah. I'm not a rock star. I don't go out that way. Fezzy?
Well, I'm not very well liked, so I'm going to say John Lennon, because he was loved by everyone.
Who?
John Lennon.
Oh, John Lennon. Yeah.
Loved
it's
by
safe
everyone.
To say I like John Lennon a bit more than you.
Yeah. See, he was liked by everyone. Also one of the greatest.
Imagine all the segments ruining podcasts. Oh no. Cool. I would be Bon Jovi, because how good would have that been to live in the 80s, being Bon Jovi, and just kicked ass like he did, and he's still alive as well.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I think Bon Jovi, most of his songs, like the most played in karaoke.
Yeah, definitely. That's it.
It has to be right up there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Bon Jovi for me.
I'd say Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He's a good one. It's the fact that actually can bring the vibe on concert and stuff like that. I've seen a few of his concerts on YouTube.
I can feel his personality.
I mean, a few live concerts, which I've seen on YouTube.
I just imagine Leroy just having it on YouTube, but also playing PS3.
I can really feel it. Mine would probably be Elvis Presley, the King. I particularly like his music, but just because I actually want to know if this conspiracy thing is real bullshit or if he's dead. I'm pretty sure he's dead. But there's a lot of people out there, like, the King's still alive. If I was him, I'd have a fair idea of whether or not
I was. You just lying there. No, definitely dead. Definitely dead. Not much happening.
Although, you probably wouldn't pick a better way to die if you were faking your death than, like, shitting yourself to death on a toilet.
He used to eat some normal food, though. He used to hollow out a loaf of bread and fill it with bacon, banana, peanut butter, bacon, banana, peanut butter, until it was leveled the whole way up.
Oh my god. Wow.
And I would eat one of those a night.
That sounds amazing.
I know, amazing, but no wonder he died on the shitter. Yeah. God, imagine the poo flashback from that. It'd be like deep impact. Morgan Freeman wouldn't save us this time.
Alright, cool. So that takes us to the end of Twitter questions this week. Just the two. But feel free to send us through more questions next week for the next podcast. And also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. You can also post questions there. We often post pictures there, links to things we've discussed on our podcast, etc. And also spread the news with your friends. There's a podcast out there. It's enjoyable. It's fun. Skip the Fez moments. You'll have a good time. So you can also go to Facebook and invite your friends to our page if you really like to. So cool. And I guess we'll get Fez to take it out.
Next week we're going to be having our AvCon segment.
Oh yeah, AvCon special. So if Fez, do you know how to explain this? Do you know how to speak? Sorry, I'll just quickly interrupt. Yeah, we were at AvCon, which is the Anime and Video Games Conference. I would say a few of us were. And we did some recordings with people. We'll have a chat about our experiences there. Maybe we'll get some people who weren't there to talk about their opinion on anime, etc. And that'll be a special episode we do next time around. So,
yep. So next week, as Steven said, is the AvCon special. But next fortnight, we'll have our regular Good Friends and Fez segment with Fish.
Yep, he might be back. Well, I don't know. He might be.
So it should be six of us.
No, the full. I'll be out.
Oh, you'll be out, Leroy. Oh, well. Five again. But stay tuned and send us those questions and see you then.
Peace.
Bye.
Love you.